Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Brandon is educated as well. So he is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's business school, which is Wharton. And as I said before, that's one of the best business schools in the country. So aside from being a football player, aside from being a real estate investor, aside from working on Wall Street, we even talk about him working on Wall Street, he also, it's too much to talk about, but he's also a educator. So financial literacy is something that we're very passionate about. Can you talk about your class? Because your class is interesting. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's called Inequity and Empowerment in Urban Financial Literacy. That's the name of it?
Yep.
So that's an interesting title. And I kind of assume I know what that means, but can you talk about the class? Can we start? Yeah, we'll start off the conversation with the class.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So technically, it's not in Wharton. It's in the urban school, urban study school, just to put that out there so they don't come down and, but it's, when I thought of the class, I thought about, I was actually on a ride through Detroit looking at real estate opportunities with a couple players, and one of the players mentioned in the backseat about, hey man, I just wish when I was in college, we had a class on that, you know, talked about taxes and budgeting and houses and buying your house and all that type of stuff. I'm like, I mean, that's not just something that athletes need, that's something that we all need, right? Like, how do you just, and you had the conversation, I was like, how do you just pick athletes who you think are going to the league or not, you know? Like, everybody should have that. So from there, my wheels started running. And again, like, as I said, I'm impulsive. When I get passionate about something, it's like, how do you make it happen? So it's been a few years of trying to get the school to buy in. And I was fortunate to come across my co-professor, Dr. Brian Peterson, last year at our just college five-year reunion. I told him about the idea, and then he took it and ran with it and dealt with the school pitch, you know. You know me, I'm just a creative. So, you know, I come to you with the idea and like, yada, I'm willing to put the work in behind it, but I didn't know you need a syllabus, you need a course outline and all that stuff. So anyway, for me, the class premise is like, let's talk about all the different things that you deal with in life that let's just talk about them, right? For some reason, we've gone through these schools and gone through I've gone through 16 years of school myself, and no one ever taught me how to buy my first house, right? No one ever taught me about the cost of renting or how to invest, right? We have these classes that talk about finance and statistics and all this stuff.
Supply and demand and stuff like that.
Yeah, but like, what's the real life application, you know? And I remember as an intern on Wall Street, I was like, you know, we had these classes, and I think, you know, I had these econ classes and finance classes, and I'm like, okay, I should be pretty well prepared as compared to a student who hasn't had this stuff. But then when I went into it, I'm like, yeah, we didn't talk about any of the stuff I'm seeing on a daily basis.
The funny thing about that is like, I feel the same way about education. Like, we went to school, right? And we learned we had to take all these tests and pass them to be certified. And I went to grad school for it. And I got put in New York City, and all the things that they taught, out the window.
Yeah.
You're gonna learn right now.
Right.
Like, today's your day.
Right.
You know what I mean? And one of the lessons I try to tell up and coming teachers is like, listen, you're gonna be tested every day. Mm. You gotta really put the mindset that today I'm gonna win this battle.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm fighting for them.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like, that's crazy. Like, you're doing that in finance too. It's the same thing. Like, wait, I went to school for all this and I know nothing.
Yeah. I literally have to start over, right?
Right.
And so you know, taking that is like literally the premise of the class. I nicknamed it Life 101. And so we talk about credit. I always felt like too, like I sat in these classrooms and, you know, as a kid from Baltimore learning and all that type of stuff, I've been fortunate enough, my parents valued education, so I really valued it myself. And still, even though I feel like I'm a bright individual, I would sit in some of these classes and I would have to, like, the teachers would just talk over my head for however long the lecture was. And I was like, you know, people would throw around terms, good debt versus bad debt and all that stuff. And you feel afraid to ask a question, like, you know, I don't want to seem like the stupid.
Yeah, because you feel like everybody else must know.
Right. You know, like, he's talking like maybe I didn't get this in my high school or something, right? And then, you know, so I'd end up YouTubing it or figuring it out on my own or just through life and experience. And I'm like, it shouldn't be like that, right? Like, you're paying all this money to go to school. We should talk about this. You should feel comfortable asking this question. So that's the class. We started it. We cover everything from, like I said, investing, budgeting, taxes, your gross pay versus your net. How to buy a house. Our very last class, we had we called it Financing Your Dream Company, an entrepreneurship panel. We end up having my goal, as I tell the students, my goal is to make this financial information, financial literacy, all that type of stuff, is to make this information accessible to all for free.
Yeah.
And so this class was really a pilot and just a launching point to build and to figure out what works and all of that type of stuff. But what we did, our second to last class, we had a bunch of high school students from Philly come in. And then my students taught those students these different, we had five different topics, but taught them this stuff. And one, the reason for that was it's not that I don't care about grades, but I don't care about grades. But two, is more of like, I feel like if you can teach someone how to teach, I wanted to teach them how to teach this information to other people.
That's the true sign that they learned.
Yeah. So, like, I want you to be able to share this information with your cousin, your family, your mother, your sister, your brother, and spread this information in a similar way that I'm doing it to my family. Give your family access to change their own lives, right? As opposed to, sadly, what we do in society is we get information and now it's my information. I'm going to get a leg up on you. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, you're not my competition, right?
Right.
So we had our students teach it to high school students because, one, I figured if you can break it down on a high school level, then you probably have a pretty good understanding of it. But two, it also just is giving us that ripple effect as a classroom. And when I tell you, you've got these, one of the biggest things that schools or people push back on us. Oh man, you don't, you know, people already know this information, you know? And you're like, no, we don't. When did I learn it? When did you teach it to me, right? Like, if nobody ever taught me, I told this to the students as well. If nobody ever taught you, if I asked you what 2 + 2 is, you're like, man, that's a stupid question, right? You've learned that. If I ask you, like, okay, well, how do you buy your first house, right? Like, what do you need? Well, you probably need a, if I ask you, what's a 401k, right? Well, you know, and some people might be like, well, you should know that. How? Exactly. Like, who taught
that,
me?
And that's, what, and that's something that, because, you know, I post videos sometimes of me teaching, and some, it's always a couple comments like, well, financial literacy shouldn't be taught in school. We shouldn't rely on schools. People should be teaching at home. True, of course. But if your parents aren't prepared to teach you, then what about those kids?
Yeah.
And that's the vast majority of kids, right? Yeah, so it's like to say, okay, well, yeah, of course, everything should be taught at home. But if that's the case, what's the point of even going to school?
Yeah.
So we just teach our kids everything at home.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Working in the education system, right? This is like my 17th year in education. But that was part of the reason when I was like, when I saw Shadi, I'm like, look, I need your help. Mm-hmm. Like, you're a financial advisor. I need your help. Like, I know that these kids aren't learning. And I felt like I was doing a disservice. So I'm like, all right, well, I have 6 weeks to help these kids, right? And I was like, listen, I need your help. Come in and just teach these kids these lessons.
Yeah.
And it was like, when we started seeing the return on it every year, it was like, oh, this is amazing, right? So like being in a system and knowing it's a disservice, like we gotta give back. So like you going back to Philly to take kids, like that's dope, right? And you're doing it at the college level, right? And our program is, you know, from high school, kids getting ready for college, but also this year we're launching one for elementary school kids, right? Because the earlier they get the knowledge, now their parents can learn and these kids are learning, so they're prepared. By the time we get to high school, they're going to be advanced,
right?
So we're just trying to start earlier and earlier, right? Yeah. And we need more people doing that, right? So that's what drew us, like drew me for sure. Like 5:30 in the morning, I'm reading, I'm like, oh, I got to meet this guy.
Yeah.
Because he's on the same path. And I thought that was dope.
And then also, and that my next line of question leads right into as far as giving back, right? Mm-hmm. We spoke about that off camera a little bit. Can you talk about that as far as like the importance of that and why? Because a lot of times people don't, like you said, I think I read a book one time that we operate from an attitude of scarcity instead of abundance, meaning that it's like, okay, if me and you from the same neighborhood, you make it to the league, I'm going to be depressed because I'm like, the percentage of somebody making it is like 1 out of 100. Now you made it. So now my percentage is like,
I'm done.
I can't make it statistically. It's like, instead of saying like, yo, I'm going to use you as an example that I can make it.
Right. Yeah.
So we look at that and it carries over from a lot of things. Like, okay, I got $1 million. I can't teach somebody else how to make $1 million because I've already beat the odds.
Right.
So I can't diminish my odds by trying to spread the wealth. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So
it's sad. My wife and I, we started this foundation called Beyond the Basics, Inc. This is it right here. We throw football camps. We take kids on shopping sprees for Christmas, feed single parents, Thanksgiving. I think that, you know, that's just our heart and what we feel called to do. And that's actually like the best part of everything that I do, I feel like. When you talk about giving back, I share this with the students as well. I share this with people. I think that there's a lot of people in this world. This is the way I think of my life. And whether I'm right, wrong, and whatever I'm doing, I'm sharing it. And I'm letting you know that, hey, like, I don't have all the answers. Like, I told my students that the first day, I don't have all the answers, mm-hmm. right? Like, there's experts for all of this information. That's the reason why you hire an accountant. That's the reason why you hire a financial advisor. That's the reason why you hire a credit repair specialist to handle these different tranches of your life. The reason why you hire a realtor. Like, I don't have all this information,
mm-hmm.
but I will get the people in front of you. I have a little bit about all this stuff, and anything I don't know, we'll learn it on the fly, right? That's cool with me. I'll take that humble approach to teaching and to being a vessel. But what I always tell people is there's people who write these tell-all books, you know, 50-some years old, right? This is how I amassed my wealth and all that type of stuff, right? And there's a bunch of young kids who's reading that. Well, I just read such and such book, and, you know, now I'm going to try to do it like this and this and this, right? Which is great. You know, you're sharing that wealth of knowledge. I always think that the person who wrote the book, the author's peers at that age group are probably looking at this dude like, a dude or woman like, why the... Then you just share this stuff while you were doing it,
yeah.
right? Like,
you could have brought us all with you.
Why didn't you tell me while you were taking these risks? So that now we can all be writing our tell-all books. We can all be on these yachts. We can all be on this stuff, right? And that's what I'm like, all right, like, let's just let's just share as we go, right?
Yeah.
And for me, it's about taking a humble approach or making the information humble in the sense of, like, it's not overwhelming. It's not like there's certain things that are complex, you know, more complex than others. But all of this stuff is once you take some time and dive into it, you just like, what? This is, you know, this can be easy.
Yeah.
And I think that sadly, a lot of people trying to teach or a lot of people trying to, and, you know, we're not even talking about specifically giving back. But I look at the professor stuff as one of my versions of giving back.
No, for sure.
It absolutely
sure.
is.
That's education.
And a lot of people trying to teach or give information, they want you to think that what they do is rocket science.
It, you know why? How we can tell is giving back because you're doing it, right? Those kids are being inspired, and you'll never know the impact, mm-hmm. right? But there are a bunch of athletes who are looking at you like, wow. Like, I could do that. I wish I could do that, right? And they're reaching out. Like, when we posted you, like, a bunch of athletes were like, hey.
Well, we have a lot of, shout out to the NFL.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know, but, like, half of the NFL follows us, right?
Yeah.
On my page. So nice. We're getting more basketball players. Shout out to Al Harrington. Shout out to a couple other league guys in the league. But I'm proud of the NFL guys because they're really taking financial literacy serious.
Yeah.
And they.
I don't think it's a coincidence.
No, it's definitely, right? not. It's definitely not. And what you said was key as far as to make the information understandable to the people. And I think that's one of the driving forces behind our podcast
yep.
is that people don't really want to read Barron's. And even I don't really want to read Barron's. I'm going to fall asleep when I'm reading it. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, but the information that we deliver, they know that it's like a conversation that they can have in a barbershop.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But these conversations aren't being had at the barbershop.
Right.
So now they can tune in once a week and they can check it out. And the good thing about our platform is that everybody that we are bringing in are from different walks of life, different areas, but the one common denominator is that they all are willing to share time and give out free game.
Mm.
And that's what you just did. And it's commendable.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.